Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
So many injuries. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, April 8th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's just rip the Band-Aid off, Scott, and get right into it. Spencer Strider reported discomfort in his right elbow after his start on Friday. An MRI showed damage to the UCL. He'll be further evaluated by Dr. Keith Meister at some point in the next week. He was officially placed on the 15-day IL for now. And then on top of that, Shane Bieber needs Tommy John surgery and will miss the rest of the season. What is your immediate reaction, your take? Why is stuff like this happening to so many starting pitchers? Your thoughts?
Boy, that last question's a big one. I don't know that we can answer it in 5 minutes. My reaction is I'm bummed. I was kind of depressed all day Saturday over this. The Spencer Strider news was bad enough. I logged in Saturday to see, okay, have they confirmed UCL damage? Is he having surgery? And I find out Shane Bieber out of nowhere having Tommy John surgery. And this is all on the heels of finding out Thursday that Yuri Perez had Tommy John surgery when it seemed like he was out of the woods for that. So in the span of 3 days, we lose the most exciting sophomore pitcher, the most exciting bounce back candidate at pitcher, and the most exciting pitcher, period. And that's after a preseason where we lost Gerrit Cole, among others, you know, Kodai Senga, Gavin Williams, so that's smaller. Just so many pitchers. So many pitchers due to injury. And, yeah, I mean, I think what's most upsetting about it beyond just, oh, we're losing exciting players is this is the second weekend of the season. We're not even 2 weeks into this thing, and already we've lost so much. And it makes for this feeling of like, who's next? Because they're like, this isn't the end of it. It's not like we can say, okay, well, it's a shame we lost all those good pitchers, but at least we know what we're working with now. I mean, it's just started. Pitchers are going to keep getting injured. Which of my guys is next? Who's going to be left by the end? Somebody going to be calling up Jamie Moyer, see if he wants out of retirement because they're having so much trouble filling out their pitching staff. Like, what is looming over us? And why does it feel like so much is going wrong so early on? And there are a lot of theories being bandied about online. You know, there's the pitch clock, the shortening of the pitch clock. That was Spencer Strider. He talked about that a month ago. He kind of forecasted his own injury, how it seemed like that change might cause injuries. I know Eno Saris and Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic together, they talked to one of the game's leading orthopedic surgeons who speculated it was the advent of the sweeper and the power changeup. I think the most convincing reason is what Tyler Glasnow talked about in 2021. He, kind of like Spencer Strider, forecasted his own injury, saying with the sticky substance crackdown, no longer being able to use that sunscreen and rosin mixture, he had to change the grip of all his pitches, his fastball and his curveball. He had to hold them deeper into his hand. He had to grip them tighter. There was more tension on the arm. And very next outing, he goes and blows out his elbow and needs Tommy John surgery. So, it's probably a combination of all those factors. Just the fact throwing as hard as pitchers do. I don't know. We'll see how the rest of the season goes, if these injuries slow down or not. But I think there might be a lot of conversations after the season or even during the season if it doesn't.
Just an absolutely brutal weekend for injuries. How would you rank these replacements, Scott? Because obviously the show must go on. We've got to find a way to get some effective pitchers on our fantasy teams. How would you rank Tanner Houck, Ronel Blanco, Jordan Hicks, and Sean Manaea?
I like Jordan Hicks the most of those. I think he has the highest floor and a pretty good ceiling with this new swing and miss splitter. Second would be Tanner Houck, and he's a close second with the swing and miss stuff he's shown. Ronel Blanco is third, combined one hit between his two outings. And then Sean Manaea, he's also made some adjustments, new changeup grip, new sweeper, and it's looked really effective so far. So I like them all. I think they're almost rostered at this point, but I would rank them Hicks, Houck, Blanco, and Manaea.
We also had some big injuries to Luis Robert and Trevor Story as well. Robert placed on the IL with a grade 2 right hip flexor strain. It's a similar location to his tear from 2021. Sounds like he could be out for quite some time. And then Trevor Story was placed in the IL with a dislocated left shoulder and was out without an official timetable to return. He said he hopes to play again this year, but indicated there is a chance he's out for the season. If you want to hear more about those injuries and replacements, then you could do so on our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!